How do you navigate being bold with your bedroom decor, yet not make it so crazy that you can't sleep? In today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to design your master bedroom so you have the balance of interest and relaxation. Your bedroom is such an important part of your home, but you may be avoiding putting your interior design stamp on this room or just playing it safe because you're scared of getting it wrong. It's your sanctuary, so you need it to be uplifting but calm at the same time. So don't go anywhere if you want all the deets on how to apply this in your home. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. Are you sick of playing it safe with your interior design? Do you want to get confident with colour and pattern and learn DIY hacks so you can actually finish your home projects? Do you dream of being adventurous with room makeovers but lack the confidence to start, not to mention being clueless of how to get your husband on board? Don't worry, girl, I got your back. I'm your host, Cara Baker, serial decorator and content creator. I tried to design our home with personality and style, but everything felt disconnected and lackluster. Then I cracked the code to successfully decorate with bold interior design. In this podcast, you'll learn how to get brave with your DIY and decor choices, steps for daring room makeovers, plus unique and quirky home styling, so you can create a fun and functional home with pizzazz and glam. So grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. Before we start this episode, the thing I hear most from my audience is that they struggle with how to add colour to their decor. I want you to know that everything changed for me when I created a colour palette for my home. It was a game changer, and it's also a great place to start your bold interior journey, because I know that that's also scary too. That's another thing that my listeners struggle with. So if you want a virtual handhold to create your very own downloadable colour palette, I can help, and it's totally free. Many of my listeners have snagged this guide to kickstart their daring decor, and so can you. You can get this at bit.ly/home colour palette. That's bit.ly/home colour palette, and it's colour with a U. Or you can go to the link in the show notes. Okay, let's dive into the secret to design and decorate your master bedroom and create a calm but compelling space. I remember decorating our bedroom in our old house. I based it around a dormer duvet cover I saw, and if I'm honest, I was going for the name over the style. It had a Moroccan vibe with bold reds, oranges and yellows, and I also had matching curtains and painted red colour blocks onto the wall, taking inspiration from the duvet cover. And I was in no way thinking about it being a space where we needed to relax and recuperate. I then ended up decorating our bedroom when we moved with beige wardrobes and bedding. This was so dull and uninviting. It was just such a boring room to be in. So there was just no balance in either of the rooms. My bedroom decor after my latest makeover is now just right, and I feel like Goldilocks. I know I'm bold with my decor, but I purposely did this, and my master bedroom is one room in the house that I reined in the boldness, because let's face it, it's a place of rest. But at the same time, I still wanted to make it fun and interesting. Before listening to this episode, or before doing anything from this episode, I suggest that you first listen to episode 17 and 22 of the podcast. These episodes are on planning rooms and mood boards, so you may find that useful before going ahead with anything that I suggest here. So first of all, I would suggest for your bedroom to choose at least some shades that are muted, because lots of bright colours may interfere with your sleep. So for our bedroom, I chose calming pink and green shades, and these were from the colour palette that I've got for my home. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, you can create a colour palette for your home too. Just go to the link in the show notes or go to bit.ly/home colour palette and grab yours. When you decide on what colours you want for the room, always, always, always get testers first. I'm not kidding you. The colour of a paint in the shop can look completely different when you get it home into your room. There's so many different factors, the lighting, the aspect that your room is facing, and also it changes through the day as well. It might look a different colour in the evening than it does to the morning, and also a different colour when you're turning on lights and you've got artificial light in there. So make sure that you get testers of the colours of the shades that you like, and you live with them for at least a few days, and definitely go through the night. Don't just test it half the day and then decide on it, because you don't know what it's going to look like of the night. So definitely live with the colours first before you make your final decision. It's okay to have some bold colours in your bedroom. You may want to just have one bold colour and the rest muted, or you may want to have a lot of muted colours but some bold accents. That's fine, but try to get a balance. I mean, if you want to go all out and bold and you think you're going to sleep okay, then, you know, go for it. I'm not saying you can't, but in my opinion, you need to create some kind of relaxation in your bedroom. So definitely think a lot about your colour palette before you start doing anything. And bear in mind that muted colours will create calmness in this room, because this is what we want in our bedroom. The next thing that you want to do is to make the room feel luxurious and glam, because you want to create a comfortable and inviting space to recuperate. And obviously luxury creates comfort. You can do this, as I did, by choosing plush furnishings, for example, velvet headboards or velvet throws and gold accents and things like plump pillows and soft throws, all the things that you would associate with luxury. For example, if you were staying at a nice hotel, think about the kind of things that they would add into the room to make it feel glamorous and luxurious for you, and make you actually want to spend time in there. To make sure that we're still being adventurous with our decor, we want to remember to still make the room fun. So this is the next thing that you need to do. I did this by choosing a tropical mural for our wardrobe, and every morning when I wake up, I look at this gorgeous mural and it just makes me feel so good to be spending time in the room. And we were originally going to put the mural behind the bed, but I actually started to think, when I'm in bed, I'm never going to see that mural. So why don't we put it right in front of our face or our eyes when we wake up, so it's there for us to see? Because it might look nice in pictures or for people to see on Instagram, but I want to actually be seeing it too. So take these kind of things into consideration and think about your view of the room when you're actually in bed. And if you want to find out where you can get some gorgeous murals and wallpaper from, then go to episode 29 of the podcast, where I cover them all there. Other things that you can add into the room are quirky accents. I've got some quirky ornaments on the shelves in my bedroom. I've got an ostrich ornament that I've put on the floor by the window, and it's really fun and quirky because it's got no head. You just see the neck coming from the carpet. So it looks like it's got his head buried in something, maybe digging for food. And maybe it looks like his head is in the next room below. So things like that, things that are interesting to look round at. And I've also got leopard print cushion in there. So animal print is a great thing to add interest to the room without overwhelming it with boldness. If you want to see all the accessories that I've got in my bedroom, you can go and have a look. I've done a blog post of my bedroom makeover, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. That is over on my website, which is either caradice.co.uk, or I've got also daringhomedecor.co.uk. Both of those will take you there. Another important thing to think about in your bedroom is the layout. So, for example, don't cram your bed into the corner of the room. Put it along the longest wall, ideally where you can see the window, and have things like bedsides for your convenience, so you've got somewhere to put your glass of water or your book or your phone when you go to sleep. Storage in the bedroom is also another important thing. So think about things like your wardrobes or closets. And if you haven't got room for them, hanging rails for your clothes and drawers for things like your underwear and your accessories. The last thing you want is for a pile of clothes to be thrown on a chair or even on the floor. We don't want floor robes in our rooms, do we? And also it makes it look disorganized. It's so important that this room is relaxing for you. One of my favourite sayings is a tidy house is a tidy mind. It's just so true. Think about how you feel when you've done all your housework and tidied everything up. How great it makes you feel compared to when everything's all over the place and a mess and you just can't think straight. So lastly, I won't miss this out because it is very important in your room, is the electrics, things like make sure that you've got sockets where you need lamps or USB ports where you need to put your phone into, so make it convenient for you to spend time in the room. And also with regards to lighting, we never put the big light on in the bedroom. Well, I do sometimes if I'm looking for something, but think about having a soft lamp or a dimmer switch so that you can create calm lighting in the room. So to recap, you can decorate your bedroom to make it a haven, but not so boring that you never want to spend time in there. First thing to do is to choose at least some calming shades in your colour palette for the room to promote the calmness you want to experience. Then infuse luxury by choosing plush furnishings. Put my teeth in. Then make it fun. Include something interesting to look at to make it your own. Think about layout and storage so the room flows well and is organised. And lastly, consider where you need sockets, USBs, and don't forget the very important soft lighting. Before we end this episode, I am going to answer Nadine Martin's question that she's asked on the Daring Home Decor Facebook group. And she said, we are taking down these wall units. She's put a picture of the wall units on the Facebook group. They're basically like three white cupboards, quite long, and they're quite high up on the wall. And she said, we're replacing them with a scaffold board shelf. My question is, would you go the full length of the wall, or is there a guideline for a shelf to wall space ratio? Well, first of all, Nadine, I don't really go by many rules when it comes to my home decor, and I don't personally think there's any rules. You could go the full length of the wall, or you could have a tiny shelf, but that probably wouldn't look balanced. So in my opinion, I would say put your scaffold board shelf roughly the same width as the units that you've got there at the moment. The units that are there currently, just to explain to everybody listening, the space either side of them on the wall is probably about a quarter of the unit. So a quarter one side and a quarter the other. So I would do more or less the same thing, and I think that would have a really balanced look. So I hope this answers your question. And if you've got a question that you want to ask me regarding Daring Decor, then go and join my Facebook group, and I put a regular post in there where you can pop in your question, and I'm planning to answer them in future episodes of the podcast. Don't forget, if you need help with the colour palette for your bedroom before you start planning and decorating it, you can get my free guide at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/homecolourpalette, and that's the UK spelling of colour, C-O-L-O-U-R. And I'd love it if you would share your biggest takeaways from this episode in the Facebook group. If you're not already a member of the group, it's a free group, and you can send a request and I will accept the request within a couple of days. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been inspired by the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This will let me know if I've helped you in any way. And if you fancy a look around my home or to join the Daring Decor community, You'll find all my resources in the show notes. I'll see you next week, and happy decorating.